Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show with the boys LC and the Breadman holding you down. Give us a shout here live and direct in the studio. You can reach us at area code 347-843-4738. Up close and personal, Urban Talk Radio. We thank you for joining us again for another fabulous, fabulous show, and we appreciate your support. Make sure you check us out. Always get this in the last part of the show. Always forget to throw it in the beginning part of the show. So make sure you reach out to us via Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, email, which is lcandjack@gmail.com, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll circle back with you. So it's great again to be another week into spring, baby. It feels like spring out there. I'm excited. It's short T-shirt weather, almost. need a little hoodie right now. But it's really exciting to see the weather change. And I'm ready to roll, baby. What is the word there, Brad?
Ohio players, baby. Ohio players. What's up?
What's going on? The Bread Man, of course, is on the road. Where are you now there, Brad?
Man, I'm just leaving Youngstown. You know what I'm saying? I had a show in Lima, Ohio last night. Did a fundraiser. So I'm heading back to New York. Got to get to this party, man. You know what I'm saying? My girl's 50th birthday bash at the American Legion Hall in Valley Stream. So I got the pedal to the metal, baby. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make it happen. You know me.
That's what's good. The Bread Man drive safe. And, of course,
yes,
you just never know where he's going to be at. So you got to tune in. Got to tune in each and every week to see where this guy is on the map.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a call. Brad, so why don't we hit the lines? Let's hit line four.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have on the line?
This is Sharisa Denise Griffin.
Oh,
I called in last
lady?
Week.
Yes,
I caught up with you guys this week. I'm actually in Scarsdale.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I had to come here to take care of some business.
I can imagine Scarsdale got money, too. Yes, baby.
Yeah, I'm headed to Yonkers
okay.
to pick up my grandson for the day and enjoy the weather.
All right.
My Dunkin' Donuts bag just got away from me, but what was in it didn't. Because that's in my hand.
Oh, man, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm not playing with my food this morning. I was hungry.
I know that's right.
I'm very, you know, and then I have my hot tea, so I'm good.
Okay.
However, I guess Cornbread is headed back to
New York,
but he's in my neck of the woods. I was born in Youngstown, Ohio.
What? Nice. Let me find out. I'm past your little stomping ground. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Bernard was the only one who was born in New York. That's why he always says my brother said he's the only true New Yorker.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was born in Youngstown, Ohio, and so was my sister. My parents came there to New York from Ohio.
Okay, all right. That'll work then. That will work.
Yeah. But anyway. Glad to see you guys are shaking and moving, doing your thing.
Yes, ma'am.
spring is here, but I don't really feel like it because I think it's absolutely too cold, but I'm not going to complain.
You see where I'm at right now. It's really cold. It's more than hoodie weather.
I know. Well, you know, you're surrounded by the five Great Lakes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm telling
Ohio
you.
Ohio is no joke. Winter there is no joke.
Man, let me tell you.
However,
everything
is good with me. Everything is good with me. I'm still moving and shaking, you know, moving around, doing some independent things. I'm waiting for some stuff to come in the mail for a book that I wrote.
Okay.
So,
very nice.
Looking forward to that. I write a lot. I love writing.
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah. So, what are you guys going to hold? Like something where you have a particular topic or you have people calling in on a specific issue.
We have that. We just impromptu now because Fredman's on the road and we got some other things going on. That's
she got a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah.
She sounds like we're in the subway.
She's moving to shake it for real.
Yeah, Metro North. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, drop us an email. Give us some topics. We would definitely take it up. We'd love to chop it up. But we do take some callers here and there. A lot of interviews, though. We do.
We did Keith Murray
last week, and then we have another big interview coming up next week. So hit us up, and maybe we'll do a topic on the show. Give us some ideas, and we'll take it and run with it.
Okay, I definitely will.
And you can always go on our podcast and listen to some of the other shows.
I'm going to have a chance to do that this weekend.
Okay.
I'm not too busy. I'm going to explore that.
Yeah, and I'm going to send you one of my favorites, too. I was shining that night, so I'm going to have to send you that one.
Okay, I have a particular podcast that I was shining, too. I was talking to a friend of mine did the podcast, and he was asking my opinion about the school in California that was a charter school that used unconventional styles of teaching methods to teach their children, and he was asking me what did I think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting, the school and, you know, how it was all set up, but basically, I just touched bases on my own experience with teaching to the test. We're making these kids robots, you know. We're putting information in them, but they're not able to transfer that information to something broader.
Okay.
Which is not good. They're just memorizing things to take a test.
Okay.
Right.
If you learn something, it's no good unless you can apply it.
Yes,
exactly.
You know? Yeah, so there's a lot of pressure on getting test scores up, but they need to concentrate more on giving skills that these children are going to be able to transfer over and become global, you know, global thinkers.
Yes, and true indeed,
you know?
True indeed.
Yeah, we got a good foundation in White Plains. Mostly, you know, all the schools in White Plains were very... very good as far as teaching. I think I got a good education in White Plains. I know I did. In the primary years, the early years, the elementary school.
Oh, yeah. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that. That's why we're here today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So that's what we're lacking now. And I'm a very unorthodox teacher, but my children perform very well. I do what they tell me to do because I'm locked into it, but I also do my own thing when the doors are closed.
Okay.
You know, to make sure that the children are getting the skills that I know they're going to need.
Right.
Forget about what a book says. You know what I'm saying? Because when I went to college, there was a lot of teachers in there that didn't survive a year later after teaching because they had all the logistics as far as the book sense of how to teach something, but once you got in that classroom, it was a whole different world.
Okay.
You know?
True.
So
if you knew
the information, but you didn't know how to transfer it to the children, then you still was at a standstill.
Yes.
And teaching can be a nightmare when kids are bored. They're going to drive you crazy. What?
Gotta keep them toddlers on.
Okay? Especially the older one. Forget about it. So, you know, it's been a good experience for me. Ready to do something kind of new, though. You know, that's why I'm moving into other circles as far as writing and exploring other avenues. I really would love to start something with a group of young men that are ages from, like, say, 10 to about 17, those years, in the years of really growth. To get them on the right track, make sure they, you know, they can make their mark in the world, and they're not, you know, stagnated by other things. Because there's so many of them out here without fathers, without direction, without, you know, guidance. I have a passion for things like that.
It's very true. It takes a village, though. I still believe in that. It takes a village.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
one person, very different. Because now there's so many single parents, it's even more mm-hmm. so now that you need that support system. So it's an excellent point, mm-hmm. and it's something that there are a lot of organizations out there doing a lot, and they're trying to make their mark as well. So hopefully if we get everybody to do a little piece, when these individuals get of age, they'll come around and do the same when they reach the adulthood, because that's what we're able to do, is being able to get that knowledge while we're young from parents and friends, family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pass that on. So, you know, it's our duty to do it.
So,
it's our duty to do that. So, but thanks again for giving us a jingle. We got some other calls on the line, but please make sure you keep tuning in. We appreciate your support.
And I will see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Okay. Bye bye.
Brad, we got another call on the line.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Two. Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show. Who do we have?
This is Bervin Harris here from Renaissance Youth Center.
Hey, what's up, Bervin?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I'm so excited for tomorrow, man. So do what you do, man. Let us know what's going on for tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're excited too, man. It's our first art gallery. It's going to be here in the Bronx on 3rd Avenue between 167th and 168th Street. We have John Ashford as our first artist. You know, just to tell you a little bit about Renaissance, part of what we do is we teach music in schools. About 90-some-odd% of our schools no longer have music programs. Matter of fact, we don't have art classes, we don't have wood shop, we don't have home economics, we don't have electric shop, we don't have all these things that develop independent living skills. So one of the things we decided we wanted to do is we teach the arts of dance and theater and music production, but now we wanted to do visual arts. We want people to come out and see good artists and get kids inspired about wanting to just sit down and doodle and pick up a pen and do more than just watch television. So tomorrow between 3 and 6 at 3485 3rd Avenue, Bronx, New York. We'll also have viewings on every Tuesday between 6 and 7. And, coming out. It should be a lot of fun.
Most definitely. We got to get LC down there, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. We got some live music, some refreshments.
Okay. That'll work. Yeah. And our first caller, we go way back. She's going to be there also. And I'm going to introduce you guys because you guys are on the same level of thinking. We're gonna make that happen tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, man. And thank you for all your support, man, in terms of, you know, what you've been doing to, you know, get the word out there through social network and even this platform here.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. Matter of fact, the artist just walked in the room, John Ashford.
Okay.
So you see how to put up all this stuff, man. So it's a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement about what's happening. So we're excited about it.
I'm so happy I'm going to be having this opportunity to meet him because I've seen his work. We carry his art. I never met the person, so now we're going to bring closure to that.
Really? Matter of fact, let me pass him the phone. Let him say good morning. Hold on.
Okay. All right, cool.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm awesome, man. Awesome. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes, it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah, my partner here, my host is LC. This is John Ashford.
What's happening, John? What's good?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. You're just trying to hold it down, man, but you're really doing it. You tell us a little bit about your work and a little bit about yourself, your history.
Well, I was drawing, I guess, since I was four. And then when I finished high school, I went to Virginia Commonwealth University and majored in commercial art illustration. So when I finished college, I had an offer to paint for Walt Disney, or to design for Walt Disney, and I turned it down because I wanted to get my stuff on television. So I took a trip to Hollywood and landed my art on the Martin Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. So a lot of the after the third season, all the art on the show were my paintings. And then from that was the Jamie Foxx Show, the first 3 years of the Jamie Foxx Show.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that was the Parkers, the Wayans Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
This goes on. So been doing it for a while. So I'm a visual artist, a painter, but I'm also a shoemaker, a shoe designer.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
I heard about that through the women.
Yeah.
But
they tomorrow I'm mainly just showing the artwork.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
what types of shoes?
Excuse me, I just wanted to just tell them.
Go ahead.
Because one of my friends, female friends, asked me, is this the guy who makes the lady shoes?
Right.
I said, I think so. And I said,
yeah,
So when I seen it, I was like, yes. Well, she said, well, I'm coming for some shoes. Tell her I'm coming for some shoes.
So maybe I'll bring a couple pairs of shoes, too.
Okay, because they're going to be looking for some shoes, too.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
What types of shoes? Just women's shoes, or?
Women's and men.
Oh, women's and men's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where can we, can the audience, is there anywhere, do you have a site that they could go to?
Yeah, with the shoes is www.authenticbyjohnashford.com. And for the art, it's johnashfordart.tripod.com.
Gotcha. So how was the experience you working with Jamie Foxx, Martin Lawrence, all those individuals? Tell the
Jamie
audience
Foxx,
a little about that experience.
Jamie Foxx was really cool. he was the most down-to-earth probably celebrity I ever met to this day. The Martin Show was cool, but it was kind of, it was just awkward because, you know, I wasn't used to the whole Hollywood, you know, name game thing.
Right,
because I was
right.
coming right out of college, and there was, you know, I'm Will Smith's brother's sister's friend, cousin, daughter-in-law who worked at the bank. You know, everybody knew somebody.
Right.
And I was like, that's wonderful. I just want a sandwich, you know. But, you know, it was good. I mean, I learned a lot from it. And, you know, I just, it taught me that if you believe in yourself, you know, you can accomplish anything. Because at that moment when I was, they wanted me to do the thing at Disney, my family was very like, get the job, take the job. And I was like, but I see my stuff doing something else. So I kind of just went on faith. I mean, I knew no one in Hollywood. I hopped on a plane, then I hopped on a bus to WB and pretty much just went to the security, introduced myself, and the next day had a meeting with the art director of the show. So it was
that drive.
Like knocking on your own doors. You're just breaking in your own doors.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember some of my family was like, well, you don't know anyone. You don't know anyone. And I'm like, yeah, but I know myself. So
exactly.
If I don't show up there at the door, it's just talk.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people you can make a million phone calls, but it's different when you're actually present.
Nice.
Awesome. Awesome. I like that.
That's what's good. What would you say, Jamie, was perfect? You mentioned Jamie as far as how good or easy he is to kind of work with. Is there any individuals out there that you have not yet worked with that
is on the radar that you like, I want to get with that individual or that show?
As far as like the art of shoes?
Yeah, art or just whatever projects that you have.
I see a lot of different things. I feel like there'll be a time when I sit down with Madonna and talk to her.
Nice.
Wow.
I see something in the future with possibly even like a Nicki Minaj. You know, she's really into shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also working on a coffee table book. So I feel like the first book will kind of be from my travels overseas and different things. I'm also in a band. So a lot of my traveling was due to me being in a hip-hop band. And I'm also a turntablist. So, you know, being in a band and we had a record deal in Paris, we were able to travel all around the world. And I'm saying that to say part of what I'm thinking when you're asking that question is the first book will kind of be of, I guess, my past, and then in the future, I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, I might be more in celebrities involved in that and all those kinds of things.
Okay.
As an artist, I just like to create, you know, and part of it. You know, I also like to teach. I also teach art in the Bronx to middle school kids a couple of days a week. So I just try to enlighten the youth because they're the world, you know, the future.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. We got John, we got Bourbon, we got Denise, all looking to help the kids, man. That's a stepping stone in itself right there. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
That's good to hear, man. That's very good to hear.
Yeah, because sometimes the kids are forgotten, and a lot of kids, you know, they only know the media, and they have no idea what the real world is about until they're out in it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And, so.
And influential people like yourself that can make a difference. And we're happy and excited to be a part of that.
Well, thanks. I look forward to it.
Okay. Appreciate it.
What was the biggest challenge before we let you roll?
Okay.
And hopefully catch up with you. What's the biggest challenge of doing what you do?
Hoo-hoo. Probably, part of it is the promotion of it. You know, being a shoe cobbler and a designer and a visual artist, I think the promotion of it sometimes is the most difficult. Because a lot of times when you tell people you're a shoe designer, they don't take it serious unless you're Christian Louboutin.
Right. Yeah, right.
And Christian Louboutin, they've been around for over 50 years, so they have huge companies. So with the shoes, it's very difficult because a lot of times when you're independent, it's very difficult to get that, I don't want to say respect, but get your product out there on a large, large scale.
Right.
You know, and I feel like I just keep knocking down the doors. If the door closes, I go through the window.
Yeah.
So part of it also part of it also is, you know, if someone gets to a point where they hit a wall and they stop, they'll never know what's on the other side of the wall. You know, when I was in college, I was on the Big Daddy Kane tour. And a lot of people don't know, you know, Jay-Z used to carry records for Big Daddy Kane's DJ, Mr. C.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say my second year of college, it was Jay-Z, it was Tupac Shakur. Now, this is before the whole Suge Knight thing, but he was in Digital Underground. So it was like an amazing tour. Like, when I look back at it now, I'm like, man, that was a part of history.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Tupac and I were talking. I knew who he was, and he was shocked because he had only done two songs. And Tupac was now, and Brendan's Got a Baby. But because I was a DJ, I knew all those records. But I was talking to Tupac, and then Jay-Z came in, we're talking, and then the guy came in and kind of snapped his fingers, was like, hey, record boy, what are you doing? Da-da-da. And they were talking down to Jay-Z. So Tupac and I said to him, why do you let them talk to you like that? And he laughed and he said, it's okay, one day I'm going to take over all of it. So like when I look at and I haven't seen Jay-Z like in person since, you know, I don't know him that way. But when I see him now, I'm like, this dude really knew what he was going to do so long ago, and he had the confidence to do it. So I say the same thing with my shoes. I mean, it's where it is now, but it's only going to grow because I'm not going to stop.
Right.
You know.
That's what it's all about, man, the drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think everyone we've interviewed, and we've, you know, we've done a lot over the years.
Mm-hmm.
They tell a story like you just laid out.
Yes,
and
sir.
I may ask a similar question. It's just like, hey, I don't stop. I don't let anything get in my way or slow me down.
Yeah.
And I think that needs to be heard because we get a lot of emails on, I want to be the next whoever.
Right.
And they never realize the work that these individuals put in.
No one ever comes out overnight, you know. And
right.
And that's part of, like, even with the teaching, a lot of my students, they'll say, he just came out of the blue. No, he probably worked for 10, 15 years, and you just finally heard of him.
That's right.
You know, whoever it is. And part of it, too, is some people get to a certain point, and then they feel like they performed in New York or they did whatever, and then, you know, they sit back and relax, and it doesn't work that way. You know,
yeah.
You got to keep going. And I always say if you love doing it, you're going to be successful doing it. But if you're just doing it for the money, it's going to be temporary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
right.
And that's why, like, I keep on going. You know, I'm still doing my music. I'm still doing my visual art. I'm still doing my shoes. And, it, you know, some days I feel like working on a shoe. Some days I feel like working on a painting. Some days I feel like working on a beat.
All right.
You know,
good.
Yeah, having that balance. I mean, people think I'm crazy because they're like, how do you do so much? But, you know, it's interesting. When I was younger, I would say seventh grade, one day my mother said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm bored. And I think since that day I've never been bored again because my mother, like, had me dusting the corners of the house and all sorts of things. And she said, always find something to do.
Always find
around.
Something. She was in the military before you went in.
Yeah, so it kind of, you know, when I think about it now and even teaching that age students, it's very true. I mean, the sky's the limit, but a lot of us, we close the doors in our mind, you know, and then sometimes people want to compare and compare too much to someone else who's doing it. You know, like, I want to be like Jay-Z. No, be like yourself. You know,
right.
Jay-Z could be an inspiration, but doesn't mean to be like Jay-Z. You're not going to have the life that he had. You're not going to follow the same footsteps. Your footsteps will be different, you know, and it's okay. I mean, look at Vincent van Gogh, you know, the artist.
Yeah.
He was known as crazy when he was painting, you know, in that time, in that period, as an impressionist artist. And he ended up, he didn't really have a great life, so to speak, to other people, and he was very depressed. But I look at it like if he never painted or did what he did, we wouldn't know how powerful his art was, you know, even though it was like years later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's also something that pushes me, like, you know, I might do something today, and then 10 years later, someone might say, oh, my God, I love that.
Right.
But if I never did it, it wouldn't be a success story. So I always feel like if they say in art, you know, never mix oil with acrylic, different things like that. But if Michelangelo drew on a piece of toilet paper, they'd find a way to preserve it.
They ain't lying about that. Not lying.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, that's good. That's good, man. It's great that you're giving back. We were just, previous caller that we had on the line was just talking about the youth and we need to do more with them. And this kind of all kind of hit home. So
you've
been right on point, my brother. Just never forgetting, I think, the youth because they're our future.
Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we let them go by the wayside, there will be no future.
Yeah, and I would say in one word, exposure. You know, the more that they're exposed to, the more that they can change the world. You know, like, you know, a lot of the students are in the Bronx. If they get to see other places, even if it's a photograph, their mind is going to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and eventually they'll get there if they really want to get there. You know.
Right. You're right. You're so right. I mean, wow, man. You just have so much rolling, man. We definitely want to get you on the show again another time. But
right.
I tell you, man, we could talk for a long time, man. Just on life experience, because we're all trying to make a difference in a youth or a young individual's life. That's what it's all about, and continue our journey, as they say,
right,
to make a difference in the future. So it's all good. We appreciate you jumping on, and again, give the website information for one, your artwork, and as well as your shoes for those listeners.
For my artwork, it's just John Ashford Art. tripod.com, and then for the shoes is www.authenticbyjohnashford.com.
Awesome.
It is great. What time will you be kicking off? I think we have it tomorrow. What is there a time?
Yeah, from 3 to 6. I'll be there the whole time.
3 to 6. Okay.
Yeah.
6 p.m. I know my partner in crime, the Breadman, is going to be there. I don't know.
I'm going to have to give up the Knicks and Miami game for this.
You know
what I'm saying? I'm doing it for the kids. will be there, man.
Cool.
I definitely
will
be
there. What's good. We appreciate you again. We'll be in contact with you. And,
okay.
Continued success, my brother, in all your endeavors.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, then. Take it easy, John. See you tomorrow.
All right.
I tell you, it's great, dear Brad, that we just have a lot of people out there that want to make a difference.
Sure.
And it's just great, man. I love getting that feeling, you know, besides ourselves out there doing what we can do, is that the other people feel the same way, and they're out there doing it. So kudos to you out there that's probably listening, that is going out there and doing things with our young and inspired minds. Continue your work. It goes without saying that, again, youth is our future. So, man, I'm all pumped up now, Brett. That's a great, great show tomorrow. Unfortunately, I'm going to be tied up, but we definitely, you have to let me know when they do have next event.
They have the closing is on April 27th, so that'll
right,
be the last
I'll
showing. So that's
that
on
one.
A Sunday. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so you get my commitment to get that out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll, I want to get out there and support those that organization doing great things. So,
yes, sir.
Let's take a quick pause for the cause there, Brad, and we'll be right back.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Keith Murray. I'm chilling with my boy LC and Jack on the LC and Jack radio show, Death Squad LOD. Check out my new single, Laws of Polarity. Peace.
What's up, world? It's your boy P. Frank Williams, producer, extraordinaire, BET Awards, American Gangster, Unsung, Plenty of Properties. I want to shout out my man LC and Jack for holding it down, for hip-hop culture, for the universe, and keeping that radio wave alive and well, man. Shout out to you guys. Be safe and be black and strong. One love.
What's good, family? It's your girl, Adina Howard, and you are listening to the one and only LC and Jack radio show. Love you, boys.
Yeah, baby.
I love you, K. I'm here at the LC and Jack radio show.
All right.
Oh, you got me with that one. LC, you're killing me.
Yeah, you're killing me, baby. You missed out on that interview.
Get it back on, man. Oh, man. That was the best intro of all time, man.
Big up to Adina Howard. We'll reach out to her. She's got some new material coming out in 2014. So it's actually about time we circle back with her, and
I'm
sure that's about ready to blast off. So big up to her, man. We did a great interview with her. And then people are like, Adina Howard, wow. I haven't heard her. But she still looks great, fabulous.
Yeah,
baby. So make sure you stay tuned, man. We're getting ready to unleash another good interview here coming this week. It'll be out. And if you missed the Keith Murray interview, well, it's up on the podcast, so check it out. I think every time there, Brad, we always get some new information out of someone, so that interview was cool, man, hearing that Mary J. Blige story. And make sure, I wasn't able to get Keith's new single uploaded. I'm trying to get it for next week. Wasn't able to grab it. Laws of Polarity. Please go out and support Keith Murray. Our brother's out. Hot single, man. Really hot.
Yes, sir.
Different than some of his other previous material. But I like it, man. It's pretty hot. It really is pretty hot, man. Let me see if I can... I can't really load it. Let's see if we can give the listeners a brief sample there, Brad. I'll see what I can do here. So let's try this and see those listeners out there. Okay. This is a brief sample of Keith Murray's new single, Laws of Polarity. Excuse me. All right, so quick sample of Laws of Polarity. Mr. Keith Murray is doing it.
Laws
of Polarity. So, again, we'll get the MP3 file so we can upload it here so we can play the whole single for Keith. We did promise him, and we like to deliver on our promises. So we will do that. So big up to Keith, man. Pick him up, man. This is doing it, and doing it well,
as
LL would say. I got a couple there birthday shouts there, Brad, and then I'll turn it over to you. I know you got some shout outs, so
I got one birthday, but we'll do some.
I bet. Okay, so I do have some. So I'm going to say happy birthday to the man that's hotter than hot right now, DJ. Super producer Pharrell Williams.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Got the hottest single out. It's probably number one by now. If it's not, I'd be very, very surprised. So happy birthday to him. He is 41 this week. To Colin Powell. I should say General Colin Powell. Former Secretary of State, 4-star general. He's 77 this week. To Funny Man, and he's still doing it. Big up to him. Mr. Eddie Murphy, 53.
Wow.
Yep. To the man is always in the news, seems like. Mr. Alec Baldwin, he is 56. And Kelly Price. Big up to Kelly. He's having a big birthday, 41. And to my girl, I love her. She's, you know, doing the acting thing, and she's really out there. Somebody that sounds like a guest that we need to get on. So we gotta reach out. Is to Miss Jill Scott. She's 42 this week. So happy birthday to all from the LC and Jack Radio Show. Take it away, there, Brett.
Yeah, I got one big special birthday shout out. To my homegirl, Ms. Regina Baker. It's her 50th birthday bash. And I just want to give her the exclusive on that. I'll be heading to a party when I get in tonight. My meatballs are already in flight. My sister's going to drop it off for me and make it happen for me when I'm not there. This is going to be a homeboy shout-out today on the LC and Jack show. I'm going to give my boy Jace from Hope For Real. I want to give him a big shout-out. Him and his brothers got a new album coming out, and I just want to give them a big shout-out, Chalk and JD, the whole Hope For Real family. Give them a shout-out down there in ATL. My man Ice just spoke with him, and he's going to meet up with me probably down in ATL for Memorial Day weekend for the carnival, so I want to give him a big shout-out. My man Pudgy, I want to give him a shout-out for his limousine company. I can't think of the name of it right now, but I want to give Pudgy a big shout-out, former Uniondale homeboy back in the day. And my man Pep of the Soul Explosion, I want to give him a big shout-out. And T.A., Son of Berserk, a.k.a. Son of Berserk, I want to give him a big shout-out today on the LC and Jack radio show.
Son of Berserk. Well, I haven't heard that in a long, long
yeah,
time.
He's on tour with Public Enemy, man. That's my homie. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to try to get him on the Soul Summer Jam this summer. So look out for him, man. Good dude, man. Matter of fact, he just had a birthday last weekend. So I will give him a big birthday shout-out, T.A. Happy birthday, T.A. Yep.
That's just good. Big up, man, to some of the artists
old
that
school.
You haven't heard.
Yes,
yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say call them old school. I like to call a lot of these guys legends. I think
okay.
A lot of times it sounds like they were out of date and out of touch.
Yeah,
they're not.
No, they're still touring. They're still touring.
They're still touring. They're still doing it. And
mm-hmm.
That's something, you know, let's call them legends of the game. And
right.
When you listen or check out the podcast, all the different things going on, we got a lot of these individuals that have been on this, right on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Showing us love, coming on, and that's
yep.
What it's all about, showing them some love. And it's I'm excited, man. Public Enemy, wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Think about those guys. You're like, man, legends. You know, I know people like Flavor's a little wild right now, but he was part of a group that was just changed hip-hop.
Yes, it did. And they're still changing it. Still changing it.
Yeah, still doing it. Chuck D and the rest of the crew.
Yep.
So big up to them. And also, we have a big up to EPMD. Their
yes, sir.
Unfinished Business album
mm-hmm.
this week hit 25 years ago. That album was
yes, sir.
Released.
I saw
25
that.
Years.
I saw
remember
that?
That? Like it was yesterday.
Yeah, man. Unbelievable, right?
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Time waits for no one.
Nope.
Keep moving.
It keeps moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a couple things, Brett, before we wrap it up.
All
interesting
right.
This week that happened. And I don't know if you're aware. You might have heard about
oh,
it.
Oh, I'm on it. Believe that with the cell phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I don't care where I'm at. Lil, you don't care. I don't care where I'm at. You know I'm going to get the news, baby.
Well,
I'm
going to
get the
J-Lo.
News.
J-Lo was back in the news this week in a big, big way. And she is actually beat out her old boyfriend, P. Diddy,
mm-hmm.
or just Diddy,
mm-hmm.
keeps changing his name, for for the Fuse Network, which
mm-hmm.
was owned by MSG, which is Madison Square Garden for all those people who are like, who is MSG? And, you know, Diddy's got his network where he's trying to push it out there and blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and J-Lo was part of the Nouveau.
Mm-hmm.
Nouveau, I think. Well, no,
yeah.
Revolt is Diddy.
Yeah.
And then Nouveau TV is, I didn't know J-Lo. She owns a portion of the network there. So I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, long story short, she beat out Diddy over $200 million
mm-hmm.
for Fuse. So that's going to all change now, and you'll be
mm-hmm.
able to see Nouveau expand
mm-hmm.
into many more homes. So that was big news. Always like to hear people doing big and better things. And also wanted to just give a big up to DJ Frankie Knuckles, who recently passed away.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace to him. And,
Out of Chicago.
He was born.
Yeah.
He was born in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, worked his way out to Chi-Town, and the rest is history. He was, you know, he did remixes for Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
just to name a few. Very instrumental in the music world. So, you know, rest in peace to him, and our thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's never forgotten. He may be gone, but never forgotten. So wanted to make sure we put that into the show. And before we roll out there, Brad, do you have any last-minute shouts or words before we get on out of here?
Yeah, well, I thought we had some news to that, gossip news, but we'll leave for next time. You know,
yeah, we're gonna roll on out. Short, sweet. Will be a big time interview coming up here this week.
Yeah, and I'll be in Springfield, Illinois next weekend. So I'll be calling in from Springfield,
okay.
Illinois. Yep.
All right. So the Bread Man is on the road again. Make sure you tune in. He gave you a hint where he is. So for this, will be next week, but. You have to tune in because you just never know where he is. He may decide to go out to Cali.
Yeah.
So you just
Canada, whatever. Yeah.
Never know where he's going to be at. But, yeah, it's been a great show. Big up again, Brett. Give on out that information if you do have it for the show for tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Renaissance Youth Center in the Bronx on 3rd Avenue. Mr. John Ashford is going to be the guest artist with his authentic art and his shoe collection. So come on out between 3 p.m. 6 p.m. That's April 6th.
You got it, April
6th. Yeah, baby, we'll be there. Come on out, man. Look it up on online for the Renaissance Youth Center. I don't have the address, correct address. On me right now, but just Google it up and you'll see where it's at on 3rd Avenue, in between 168th and 67th Street in the Bronx. Yeah, check it out, man. We'll be there.
That's what's good. So thanks again to you, our listeners. Without you, there would be no us. So until next week, stay safe, stay sound, and continue to believe in yourself and it will happen. Till then, goodbye.
Peace.